Hello and welcome to a special themed St. Neots podcast. It's all about Guy Fawkes. So today we'll be listening to some facts about the torture of Guy Fawkes, then some useful tips on fireworks safety. After that, a fireworks-themed competition. Fourth, we've got some Guy Fawkes jokes. Then fifth, an interesting interview with the headmaster about school bonfire night. And then finally, a tasty recipe for some toffee apple. Hope you enjoy it!
Hi, my name's Curtis, and with me I have
Alex,
and by my feet I have
Aaron,
and next to Alex I have
Harry.
Today we have some tortures.
Warning, if you are squeamish, please cover your ears.
Historians don't exactly know what's happened to Guy Fawkes in the tower, but we know he was severely tortured.
This is how they were tortured. On the way to be hung, they got dragged by a horse. After that, they got hung.
They were hung to the edge of their life, then brought down and got their guts ripped out. And after that, they showed the dying victim's heart.
At the end, they threw the victim on a fire and watched him slowly burn.
And that's why you put a guy on the bonfire.
Yeah.
That's all from us. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, welcome to Fireworks Safety by Thomas and Jack. Number one.
Only buy fireworks marked BS414.
Don't drink alcohol with setting off fireworks.
Keep fireworks in a closed box.
Follow the instructions on each fireworks box.
Stand well back.
Never go near a firework that has been lit, even if it hasn't gone off. It could still explode.
Never put fireworks in your pockets or throw them.
Always supervise children around fireworks.
Light sparkles one at a time and wear gloves.
Never give sparklers to children under the age of 5.
Keep pets indoors.
I hope you have a fun and safe fireworks night.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, but after a long wait, welcome back from Chris
and Marcus. It's been a long time since we've been on air, but welcome to the Guy Fawkes special.
Today we'll be asking more of a mathematical question.
But first, the answer to our last riddle.
Here is a reminder.
I was 9 on my brother's birthday. How old is my brother and why?
So, the answer is,
my brother was 9 and we were twins.
Honestly, isn't that hard? Anyway, here's the new riddle. Ben had some fireworks. Daisy had twice as many fireworks as Ben. Johnny has 10 more than Ben. Altogether, they have 50 fireworks. How many does each person have?
And make sure you tune in next week for the answer.
And also, as usual, send it in to the email address provided.
Bye for now.
Hello, today we're going to be talking about the Guy Fawkes. Or are we?
What's a guy?
What's a fork? 1 hour later.
Guy!
Fork?
Let's do Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
How many forks does Guy Fawkes eat a day?
I was thinking of that this morning. I was going to ask you. What's the answer?
Well, I think it's 20, or is that how much cigars he has? How come the village of Guy Fawkes won the Nobel Peace Prize?
because he was outstanding in his field.
Here's some facts you'll never see before. Did you know?
The Guy Fawkes was a big fat man who stuffed his face in the frying pan.
That's the Henry VIII tune.
Sorry. I heard that the Guy Fawkes used a cigar to light a bonfire under the Houses of the Argument.
The Houses of the Parliament. And that's all for today. From me, Tommy.
And him, Luke. Oh, wait, me, Luke.
Bye!
Hi, I'm Johnny.
And I'm Josh.
Welcome to our fireworks special. Today we're interviewing Mr. Thorpe.
Hello, Thorpe. Good evening.
What time does the fireworks start?
The event starts at 4:30. And there will be something to eat, then there will be a torchlight procession, then the bonfire will be lit, then there will be fireworks.
And when does it end?
Around about 6 o'clock.
What was the best fireworks night you ever had at the school?
The best fireworks nights were when there were fewer people, like there will be this year, and there weren't so many visitors who didn't know the school and who treated the school badly. This year will be like previous years, where everybody is our own person and will enjoy something different, but we won't have to keep looking out for things.
Do you think that fireworks night gets better and better every year?
No, I have been worried for the last 2 years that we were going to get an injury because there were too many people, but I think this year we'll be back to the better ones that we used to have.
How many people do you think are coming this year?
I would think around about 450, whereas in previous years it's been nearly 700, which is too big.
Do you think that the weather will go as planned?
I hope so. I've been praying.
Has any fireworks night gone wrong before?
Yes, once or twice. We've had somebody injured by a flying, exploding firework, and we had somebody injured because they burnt themselves on the bonfire by getting too close. Apart from that, luckily it hasn't been too bad.
Thank you, that's all from us. Goodbye.
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 Hello, I'm Angus.
And I'm Rory.
Today we're going to give you the recipe for Guy Fawkes Toffee.
Ingredients: 10 small apples, 4 cups of sugar, 1 cup of water, 1/3 of a cup of sugar syrup, and 1 teaspoon of red food colouring.
Directions: number 1, rinse apples under cold water and stand on rack until they're dry. Do not rub with the cloth.
Grease and oven tray.
Push a skewer 3/4 of the way into each apple at the stem end. Combine sugar, water, Glasgow syrup and colouring in a heavy base saucepan. Stir, overheat without boiling until sugar is dissolved. Boil, uncovered, without stirring about 20 minutes or until the mixture reaches a crack stage. Remove the sugar syrup from heat. Allow bubbles to subside. Drop a teaspoon of syrup into cold water. It should set hard and be hard to crack with fingers. Remove syrup from heat and stand pan in baking dish of warm water about 1 minute or until the bubbles subside. Remove pan from water, tilt pan, dip and rotate an apple slowly in the toffee till the apple is completely coated with the tasty toffee. Twirl apple round a few times before placing onto greased oven tray to set. Repeat with remaining apples and toffee.
Thank you very much for listening to our recipe.
We hope you enjoyed the apples. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
And Angus. Unfortunately, that brings us to the end of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed this week's special show, and if you want more of this, please download next show coming soon. Goodbye from the team. Bye for now. Can I say, hope you enjoy it? And that's meant to go off the top of the other. Hope you enjoy it!
They were hung on the edge They were hung to the edge of their life. Then, after that, they showed the dying victim's heart.
Bye bye.
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 Goodbye.
Together. Three.
Okay.
Yep. Bye.
Alright. I'm going to show you a sneak preview.
Ooh, yes.
One of my good things.
I know those things, they've been in there previously.
Okay.
Yep, thanks, sir.
Right.
Yep,
bye.
Now that has a bit, would just be nice to add on to the end. Just show us. Yeah, we'll tell sir to add on. Do you want to see a sneak preview of the lights? Because they're describing what it was doing. He said it changes colour.